I want to turn for a second to some congressional elections. Perhaps they are a bellwether, perhaps not. Republican, seen as a safe seat in Mississippi, went Democratic last week. Dennis Hastert lost his seat to a Democrat. He didn't run, but his seat went to a Democrat. Even a smart, learned politico like you, were you surprised to see this?
I was certainly surprised by that Mississippi result. That's one of the most conservative districts in the country. One, I think, that Bush had won by about 25 points, one that under no circumstance should a Republican be losing that seat. And the fact that they did shows how bad things are for Republicans. I think that is the big, big story right now that's being overshadowed by the Democratic race. The Republican brand is about as damaged as I can recall. I mean, it's as damaged as it was right in the wake of Watergate. Bush's numbers are in the tanks, about a 20-point advantage to Democrats right now and who people favor in a generic matchup in a congressional race. Approval of virtually Republicans on virtually every issue is down very, very low, and there's no real smart thinking going on about how they're going to change that. It's very difficult once the public turns on you and turns on your party to instantly turn that around, even in this era of, I think, great fluidity that we have in culture and in politics. 6 months is not really a lifetime in politics to repair a brand. That's why Republicans are so enthusiastic, reluctantly enthusiastic, about McCain, because they feel like, yeah, I don't like the guy, and he's been a hothead, and he's not been with us on most of our issues. But maybe because he has been a maverick and he has clashed at times with the Republican leadership, maybe this is the kind of guy who can help reinvent the party, even if he reinvents it in a way that would not be to our precise liking.